Hello. I'm in my living room. It's Tuesday evening. I just got in from walking for about an hour, listening to scripture and so forth, and doing some texting, of course. Okay, well, the picture you see there is one of the shows one of the surprises of this last week. The man on the bed there is Juan Bautista, one of our earliest believers. If you've been over here, you probably met him. And he's been with the church for a long time now, 20 years or more, and very faithful, has some physical issues and maybe social as well, but loves the Lord rather. And so on Monday, he was working at his factory and keeled over and he had a stroke. And fortunately, it happened there at work because they were able to deal with him instantly and immediately took him to nearby hospital, and then they ended up sending him to the capital city. And for the first couple of days, it was very, very, very touch and go. In fact, his children, whom we had never met, they're older, and he came when he was older, and his children haven't followed in the Lord. He's got a son and two girls. They came in from other parts of Spain, and yeah, they said, "We're ready for the worst." It just one side is unresponsive. He can't talk very clearly, but he can hear and listen perfectly well. So anyway, he doesn't look good at all, and he is still in maybe critical condition, perhaps very, very grave condition anyway. But it's been a week now, and yeah, he's just very, very, very delicate. And so in the picture there, he's watching our service, a Sunday service on his phone. His daughter's holding the phone for him, and he's watching. And we sent him a video greeting from the church with everybody waving and greeting him and everything. And they his kid said he just absolutely loved that. So anyway, so I went today to visit him for the first time. The visits are limited, and went with Steve Spindola, who's the young man married Andrea Alvarez. He went with me, and so we talked with him, and he's in fairly good spirits, but he can't communicate much, and he doesn't really understand what all has happened, we don't think. The last thing he told me was that Nicolas, one of our men, is going to pick him up on Saturday for the Bible study. Well, he's not going to be anywhere outside that hospital on Saturday. So anyway, do appreciate your prayers for him, and mostly that we'll be able to have inroads into the family, the kids. And while we were there, we sang a song for him. Steve pulled up a song on his phone, and we sang this song. You'll recognize it. And the people next to him, because this is a public hospital, he's got a partner or someone else there, also had a stroke, and there was a couple of ladies over there. Well, we sang to him, and we asked them to make sure we weren't bothering them, and they said, "No, no, no." So we sang, man, they clapped and cheered. They thought that was the best thing. We ended up doing it twice, singing it again, and so found out their names, gave them an inner peace booklet to each of them. Two ladies are... One is Rossi. I'm putting these down to spell later. Rossi and hang on. Where is that? Steve sent me those two names. Rossi and Milagros are the two names of the two ladies that received. They were so happy to get the book. In fact, they only had one, and I said, "If I have another one at the car, we'll come back." And I did. So Steve ran back up there and gave them an extra one. There was a man there, I don't remember his name, the man that was actually sick. But anyway, so if you want to pray for them, I think they definitely will read the book. They were very interested in it, and they love the singing. So anyway, taking a long time for that. Services, had great services on Sunday. Just, yeah, wonderful spirit, Just wonderful. with capital W. We did a thing I'll send you later. What is it? Oh, yeah, it's a link. We want to start at the beginning of some of the songs that our people don't know as well. We're going to start singing them, maybe as a trio or quartet or a group of singers up there to sing a stanza, and then later they join in. So we went ahead and did that. One of our guys ended up recording it, so I popped it up on the church channel, and I'll send that link if you're interested in hearing that music. We had a great Bible study on Saturday with the men. I had about 10 men, so that was good. A little less, but we had a number traveling. We have several traveling now, this coming Saturday as well. So we'll see what happens there. Last Thursday, I went with Wilmer to see Manolo in Santander, one of our believers, or one of the earliest ever believers we had, who lives about 2.5 hours away. I'll send a picture. Some of you know him. Many of you came years ago would know Manolo. And then I got a text a little while ago. There's this couple who has been coming, oh man, I want to say maybe a month and a half. Haven't missed. Well, she hasn't missed. Her name is Matilda. I'll spell that later. She has red hair. She is Romanian, and she brought her husband then, and his name is Sorion. And they've been coming every single Sunday and just seem to be drinking in the spirit. Now, she is Catholic, and he is Orthodox from Romania. Well, I just got a text from her today that she had met up again with Madeline, and she gave her heart to Christ. So Matilde got saved today. Pray for her husband, Sorion, that he will do it as well. He's friendly, but his background is of all things Orthodox. We don't run across that very often. And then we have the track hole project up and running. We're praying that God will provide for us a track hole. I've got a web page set up for that, and I'll send you the link later if you're interested in following that as the Lord either provides funds or provides a track hole or whatever, however he goes about doing it. And then another thing I've been working on for several weeks is our Pastor Sweat has written in book form a series of studies that he has done a number of times for men at Berean, and it is a 12 lesson course on it's called a oh my, now that I mention it, I can't think of the exact name. I don't want to slaughter it. Hang on, I'll pull it up here. Pull up the actual picture. Here we go. It's called A Leadership Training Manual for Christian Men, and it's 12 lessons for training men, either at church or a boss and his employees, a dad and his boys, or some friends at a local restaurant, you know. It's just a 12 chapter course for training men in Christian leadership. And so we're making good progress on it. He did, of course, he's all the material is his, and I've just helped him with the publishing part of it. And it's about to be published very, very soon. If you're interested in it, let me know, because he's going to be sending out some complimentary books just to let people know about it and see it, and it'll be available on Amazon as well. So if you're interested in that, let me know, and I will make sure we get you a copy, and I'll send you a picture either of the cover or of a proof copy that I got for reviewing here the other day. Okay, spelling of the names, because some of you want them spelt. Sorion is Matilda's husband, Sorion. Matilda is Matilda. Juan is Juan, John. Rossi is Rosi. Milagros is Milagros. I guess I could do this, I could write these too, because it's mainly people on the email that want that. Okay, anyway. Okay, so closing media. I'll send you a link of the song that we sang with the congregation if you're interested in that. I'll send you a picture of Manolo. We visited on Thursday. Send you a picture of men's Bible study, maybe a link to the Traco project, a picture of the leadership manual. Oh my word, you're going to get a bunch. And then the song that we sang for at the hospital today. So that's a bunch of stuff. I think I'll send all of that. Okay, take care. Bye.